we were told that the governor had met with Ford, and they said that the reason they were leaving is they were one of the highest taxed companies in the country, and they didn't want targeted tax cuts. They needed broad-based tax cuts, because I believe Ford understands that if all small businesses do not grow and the economy doesn't grow, no one's going to be buying their products. I think they're moving to Kentucky because they're a right-to-work state. And until we as Missouri come back and rearrange our fundamental ways that we approach economic development, we're going to continue to lose jobs. So I think we're too late on that. Just go to Hazelwood and Fenton. We should have learned from those mistakes.
Are you going to be held accountable for that? Somebody going to want to blame you because you delayed this vote?
I don't see how delaying a tax credit bill for a week would have affected that decision. I think that decision was probably made a long time ago, and we should have been working on this issue of making Missouri a job-friendly state instead of reacting to what's happening now. We should have been proactive and looked at other states and why they're creating jobs and took those steps a year or two down the before so we wouldn't be in this position.
Sorry that I got here a little bit late. Let me just pop a couple of questions at you.
Okay.
Right, you fought the good fight. Did you just finally run out of gas? Is that what happened?
No, I had plenty of energy. I thought that most of the points of trying to get our party back to what I believe are free market principles had been made. I think at the ultimate, at the end, the voters and the people that, sent us 450 emails that contacted their senators know exactly where their senator stands on this bill. And they'll have the opportunity to go out and talk to their constituents on why they voted the way they did. And if that leads us down the road to reform next year and our tax credits, it was a successful endeavor.
Have you heard or helped the Republican Party?
I think the Republican Party needs to get back to its basics of what it was founded on.
Have you heard or helped it with this, with the things you were saying last week?
I absolutely hope we help the party, because we've lost Congress, we've lost the Senate, we've lost the presidency. I don't know how much our party can be harmed more by a failure in leadership than being totally out of power. So hopefully the only way we can go is up. And I think we can do that by returning back to Republican principles of smaller government and creating a level playing field for all businesses across the state, regardless of how big or how small.
Why didn't you keep it going?
I tried as hard as I could. I was hoping to convince many of my colleagues that this was the wrong direction. And I thought ultimately that you try as hard as you can to talk to about Republican principles, and then you allow them to vote to find out which side they're on. And that gives us an opportunity and the people across the state to know exactly how their senator stands on this issue and whether they agree with it. Call them and tell them that's great. If they voted the way opposed in opposition to how you feel, you'll have the opportunity to contact them, let them know how you feel.
How much of a groundwork do you think you laid for next year, whether you're here or not, to move in the direction you want to go?
I hope we laid the groundwork to begin fundamental change in the way we approach. Whether we did it or not, time will tell. This is not politics is a slow process, as you well know, and we'll find out a couple years down the road whether we turned the Titanic or we rearranged the deck chairs.